The National Commission on Terrorist Attacks, informally called the 9/11 Commission, holds its first official meeting today. Congress created the independent commission to assess the intelligence failures leading up to September 11th. 16 months after the attacks, there still is no clear sense of how al-Qaeda was able to carry out its plans undetected. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The moment Flight 77 slammed into the side of the Pentagon, a central part of Stephen Push's life disappeared. His wife Lisa was a passenger on the plane and was killed. Since then, Push says many unanswered questions have been gnawing at him. Among them, how did the nation's intelligence agencies not see the terrorist attacks coming? And could they have done anything to prevent them? That's why Push says he and many others who lost loved ones are looking to the 9/11 Commission for some answers.
We're looking for information. What happened on that day, why we were so vulnerable, and why our loved ones died.
Push won't be attending the Commission's first meeting being held in Washington today. It's closed to the public. Even if it were open, it wouldn't be easy for him to attend. As late as this weekend, there was no decision on when or even where the panel would meet. The difficulty in organizing these most basic logistics has underscored the struggle involved in getting the commission up and running. From the start, there was little appetite for the panel within the Bush administration, which thought that the inquiry conducted by the House and Senate Intelligence Committees would suffice. But that wasn't enough for some, including Arizona Republican Senator John McCain.
What has been done so far has been zero, and the congressional committee that was investigating it obviously had no cooperation from the administration or others, and so we have no information.
McCain, a co-sponsor of the legislation creating the new commission, says this is an opportunity to finally have some accountability.
It's of interest that not one individual since 9/11 has been held responsible, had their jobs changed, been replaced, or even in any way come under any criticism.
By law, the commission has 18 months to carry out its investigation, but it's already lost 2 months in naming the 10-member panel. The president's first choice for panel chairman, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, resigned, as did the vice chairman, former Senator George Mitchell. Replacing them are Thomas Kane, the former New Jersey governor, as the new chairman, and Lee Hamilton, a former Indiana congressman, as the panel's vice chair. They and the rest of the panel are not only working on a tight deadline, they're doing it on a limited budget of $3 million. That's not enough for a full-blown investigation, says New Jersey Senator John Corzine.
In 1996, we had a commission to study casino gambling in America, and the Congress appropriated $5 million for it. If we can spend $5 million on a commission to study casino gambling, I think we ought to be able to put serious resources into finding out why 3,000 Americans lost their lives.
And there's a lot to look into, including intelligence and security flaws, communication breakdowns, and perhaps the policy failures of this and previous administrations. Steve Push, who lost his wife on September 11th, says he hopes the panel investigates America's relations with Arab countries, such as Saudi Arabia.
Because we can improve aviation security, we can improve immigration control, but as long as there are people out there who hate us more than they love life, they will find a way to kill Americans.
Despite the huge mandate and miserly funding, Push says he's optimistic the commission will be able to provide some answers. Push says it won't bring his wife back, but if it can prevent another attack, then she won't have died in vain. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.